This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Tonight, former President Barack Obama will receive this year's John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award. WBUR will broadcast the ceremony at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum in Dorchester, with coverage beginning at 8:20. Right now, we're joined by Stephen Rothstein, Executive Director of the Kennedy Library Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are the criteria by which a recipient for this award is chosen?
The Profile in Courage Award, which is based on the book from 1957, is really based on someone who takes a courageous stand in his or her public life and really exhibits courage in what they think about is public good.
So what are the factors in Barack Obama's career that led to his selection?
Well, when the selection was made, Ambassador Carolyn Kennedy said that President Kennedy called on a new generation of Americans to give their talents to the service of the country. And President Obama has carried on that torch in his own time. And he really operated with, quote, grace under pressure in so many different ways.
Can you elaborate on some of those ways?
Well, it ranges from his personal story to decisions he made on the environment and Cuba and many other things throughout his presidency.
Today's award ceremony is leading up to the 100-year anniversary of JFK's birth later this month. Does that centennial add any significance to this year's award?
Absolutely. So throughout the year, we're celebrating the centennial of President Kennedy's birth, which is actually on May 29th, and doing things all year. And the fact that we're doing this event really makes a very special element. The election results had no impact on the decision to select President Barack Obama. He was selected because of his leadership, his courage, his grace under pressure during the presidency.
The Trump administration's focused on reversing many of President Obama's policies and actions, and Donald Trump had essentially campaigned on that as well. And just last week, the House voted narrowly on a measure to replace Obama's signature legislation, the Affordable Care Act. Do you feel that that adds resonance to this moment, to this award?
It took a lot of courage to do what he did. It is not surprising that some of these things are facing pushback. So, you know, we herald officials, whether it be mayors or state officials or federal officials, who show courage, as President Obama did. And when it's courage, there's opposition.
But courage also doesn't exist in a vacuum. I mean, a lot of people do a lot of things on this planet that face a lot of opposition. It doesn't necessarily make them courageous. I'm wondering how that is evaluated.
It is evaluated by this distinguished group, and they look at someone who really stood up to their principles and where it could affect their political future or the pressure of the times. And clearly, there are many, many other people who have also exhibited courage, which we value. We really try to look at the greater good in this process.
Do you think that, given the timing, this award to Barack Obama will convey perhaps a different message than might have been conveyed had the election results gone a different way?
I'll let other people decide that. The nomination process would have been the same no matter who was president, and we want to recognize that, just as we wanted to recognize Gerry Ford for what he did, and George H.W. Bush, and Congressman Lewis, and so many more in the years since this has started.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Stephen Rothstein is the executive director of the Kennedy Library Foundation. WBUR will broadcast the ceremony at the JFK Presidential Library and Museum in Dorchester. Our coverage begins at 8:20. This is WBUR.